I'm now joined with Independent Councillor Cathal Boland to speak about a community-led action plan for Lusk that has been shortlisted for a major European award. It's entitled Lusk for Life, Lusk Vision 2030. Good morning, Cathal. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you. Cathal, tell us all about this community-led action plan and how it came about.
Well, it's a great initiative. The Lusk Community Council are very progressive and always looking at new projects and new things that they can deliver for the community. And they came up with this concept of Lusk Vision 2030 and applied to the Rural Leader Fund for a grant. And they secured 30,000 to fund this project. Delighted, I'm a member of LAG, which is the controlling body for signing off the grants. And I was delighted to be able to participate in affording the community council this grant of 30,000. And they made very good use of it. Set out and they put it out to tender and they got consultants in, AP&E architects, in collaboration to Miriam Delaney and Tara Kennedy, who did the fieldwork and then wrote up the report and the document. And it was really great community involvement. And it was difficult, of course, during COVID, but they managed to overcome all that, and they got fantastic responses when they put out the call for people to go online and to fill out consultative papers and so on. And so they got real engagement, and that's what planning ought to be about, is to identify what people need and endeavour to deliver it for them.
All right, okay. So how will the action plan benefit Lusk in terms of climate change, biodiversity and so on?
Okay, basically it's focused on utilising the assets of the community in terms of open space and looking at building a walking village, a community, ensuring that there's good shops and so on within distance of the houses as they develop. The plan itself has been submitted as part of the Lusk Community Council submission to the review of the Fingal Development Plan, which is currently underway. And I think that's a very important and progressive action on the part of the community council, in terms of, you know, normally you go through the process of a development plan and then you might get an LAP, which is the local area plan, developed over time by the council. But the community council have really short-circuited that. They've done all the fieldwork and they're presenting to the planners what really needs to happen for the people who they represent. Great stuff.
Okay, and infrastructure forms a major part of it, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the difficulties that exists, I suppose, in the North County is that the vast majority of people commute to work. There are very few industries of size in the North County. But Lusk and Rush particularly have a difficulty in that the rail station is halfway between the two communities. So there's an element of disengagement from public transport, and the bus route going into town starts out in Ballybriggan, goes through Skerries, through Rush, and then eventually meets Lusk. So, you know, that's a limited service. And they're looking at trying to capitalise and maximise the opportunity of the rail line. And of course, we have for years been told that Dart is about to be delivered. It's almost the Dart is coming as quickly as Metro, you know, and that's gone on for 30 years. So transport infrastructure is very important to communities and to allow them to develop and to be sustainable.
Thanks for that, Cathal. Tell us briefly about the historic nature of the town in Lusk and how this forms part of the development plan.
Lusk is a very old village. Had a major monastic settlement and was the centre core of administration of the church in the early centuries of the past decade. There are features of that still exist, which are the round tower, of course, which is very symbolic. But Lusk was effectively the capital of the area in the 3rd, 4th, probably through the 8th century. And as I said, there's a monastic dimension to the whole Lusk area. Lusk has played a major part in history over the last 2,000 years. In more recent time, of course, there was the connectivity to the Easter Rising and the creation of the state, and they produced characters such as Thomas Ashe, Dr. Richard Hayes, and so on. And these were people who, whilst living in the community, played a major part in shaping the political thoughts of the community. So it's a very historic location.
Okay, so the action plan has been shortlisted in the new European Awards for 2022, selected as one of six finalists in the category prioritising the people and places that need it most. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's absolutely it. This is quite extraordinary in the context that it's the only Irish finalist, and it's, you know, among six of the people who have been shortlisted in this category right across Europe. So this report is certainly recognised internationally as being extremely important and of great value. The bounce which it would get, obviously, if it wins the award, would be very substantial. Now, fair play to Minister Dara O'Brien, who, recognising the contribution which the Community Council was making and the value of the report, has made available a grant of €100,000 to support them in pushing on with the development of the design concepts which are outlined within the plan. But that also is a big win for the community.
Absolutely. And it's the only Irish finalist on the shortlist, made from over 1,100 submissions across the EU.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. This community group coming in within shortlisted to six out of 1,100 submissions which were made from right across Europe. But in addition to that, not only did they get the 30,000 or organise the 30,000 through LEADER to commission the report, they got the community to buy into it. They got Europe to recognise it as one of the best submissions in this round of awards. And then Minister Dara O'Brien gives them a grant of 100,000 to push it on even further, that they can engage further consultants to look at the design and so on of how the project can be progressed.
Fantastic, yeah, great achievement. So the voting deadline was last week. When will the winners be announced?
I think the winners are going to be announced within the next 2 weeks. So I think that we are in for good news.
Right, so we leave it there for today. And thanks again, Cathal, for joining us. It was great talking with you as always. And all the very best. Do take care.
Thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
Now, that was Independent Councillor Cathal Boland talking about Lusk for Life, community-led action plan that has been shortlisted for the major European award.